This is Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber's fun events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org and get registered for all of our upcoming events. And I'm here with Lisa Schwantes, the C.PR, okay, C.Chick.
The C.Chick. It's the easiest thing, right?
It is. So we're doing this via Zoom. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, we're getting through it, right? I mean, it's kind of the all those cliches as I do the quotation marks. And Chamber, we pivoted, did a lot of things to, keep going. And a lot of Zoom meetings, a lot of virtual trainings. But we'll see how things go. Almost as busy as you guys have been. CDOT, I know, has worked on a bunch of bridges in the area, and it sounds like that's starting to wrap up.
Yes. So last fall, we started a bridge maintenance project, and it addressed six different bridges in La Plata and Archuleta counties. And there were two bridges on US 550 near the New Mexico state line that we did some maintenance on. They needed some tender, loving care is what it was. As well as, I'm sure everyone remembers, we worked on the High Bridge near Bodo Park over the Animas River, and that's completed. And then we moved to Pagosa and worked on a bridge there, as well as one down by Arbeliz. And then lastly, we worked on a bridge up the valley north of Durango over Hermosa Creek, and we just finished that up this past Friday.
And that bridge north by Hermosa Creek, did they resurface it, widen it? What all did? Because we went up there a couple times and had to wait for the signal to let us through. What did they do exactly?
Yeah, we were using a portable light signal to help control traffic, one-way alternating traffic. So I believe they had it timed to like 2.5, 3 minute wait that you had to get through there. And it was a 24/7 portable light that was controlling traffic through that work zone. But basically what we did was, it gets kind of technical. I'm certainly not an engineer, but the structures need some maintenance periodically. The girders underneath and the supports, sometimes they need work on. And as I'm sure your listeners know, we had the 416 fire from most of the creek. Had a lot of debris coming down it, and probably still does ever since the 416 fire. So that bridge has taken a lot. And so we just decided, let's get in there. Let's see what needs to be done. Replace some girders. We actually resurfaced the bridge, but we did not make it any wider. It's still just your two lanes, north and southbound. And as folks, if anybody ventured up there, we worked on one side of the, northbound lane and had traffic shifted over to the leftbound or the southbound.
Right.
And then vice versa.
Southbound. I know what you meant.
Yeah. So we got traffic through there. And like I said, we just encourage folks to pad their travel time with, 10, 15 minutes tops, and you're going to be able to get through there if you were venturing north or vice versa. If someone from Silverton or Ouray, Montrose was heading into Durango, just give yourself an extra 15 minutes and you'd be fine.
Well, and I think too, just, in general, anyway, with summer traffic, you had mentioned during COVID, it was down, traffic was down 45%, but now we're only down about 9% from normal traffic. And I would say also a lot of campers are on the road. So just be patient, wait for the passing lanes, be smart.
It's all about patience and, put a cap on the road rage and just be courteous out there on the roadway. It drives me nuts that we rush and try to pass folks, and then you end up in town at the light, at the traffic light.
Yeah.
So, is it worth it? Is it worth being a little, rushing someone and making someone flustered? And no, it's not. It's not worth it.
No, I will attest it's not. Now, you mentioned the bridges. So we have the interchange with the bridges that connect into Three Springs. That's the largest project, you know, like a $100 million project that's going to launch here next month.
That's right. That's right. We are hoping that we're going to be able to break ground by the 1st of August, around the 1st of August. Folks might remember that we were able to select a contractor team, a contractor design team. And so that was announced back in, I believe it was February or March. And once the contract was signed, they were able to get going with more design work. And that's what they've been doing over the last few months, is just finalizing the design work that will connect US 550. If you're coming from heading north on 550, and you know, folks are used to right now, they use Farmington Hill to get into Durango or go to Bayfield when you get to that light at the bottom of the hill. But in by the spring of 2023, that Farmington Hill and that light will no longer be, and folks will, they're 550 will be realigned right into the bridges to somewhere.
Yep. And they'll come down, cross the bridges, go into the roundabout, obviously, then pick the direction that they want to go, whether it's into Three Springs or back on in Durango or across the big bridge on up to Bayfield. So you'll have to become roundabout experts.
Well, and we're actually building a new roundabout. So there's going to be a roundabout on the south side of the main bridge that is there. There will be, so right now, you know, and we'll just say it, that it the bridge has been known as the Bridge of Nowhere. It goes right into the retaining wall. But that, all of that earth is going to be taken away. We're going to dig out that, and there's going to be a roundabout on that south side of the bridge, and any traffic that's coming from the south and heading into Durango will go through that roundabout, and that'll point them in the direction that they need to go, whether they're coming into Durango or going to Three Springs or going to Bayfield.
Right. And so I would assume too that will also serve a purpose to kind of slow traffic down.
Ask that one question again, Jack.
I was saying I would assume that the new roundabout on the south side of the bridge will help slow traffic as people are coming into town.
Absolutely. Yes. And so right now that would be a quite steep of a grade to, so we're, like I said, we're moving a lot of earth it's going to be a much better approach into that roundabout than even we have right now with Farmington Hill.
Yeah. So. And then as far as where will it connect, so to speak, like south on 550 south, is going to, I mean, it's obviously south of Eagle Block and down there, because you guys, that grade will be really slow and gradual.
So I think it's County Road 220. Is that the one that's right at the top of the hill? And there's it's a fork. There's a triangle. If you were, you know, once you get to the top of Farmington Hill right by Eagle Block, most traffic just continues south toward the New Mexico.
Yeah.
Or there's the 220 road. That is going to be, all of that will change a bit, and that's going to be the point where the road will be realigned along the ridgeway, along the ridge line there, coming down into the new roundabout.
So. Right. Yeah. You asked if you could pull up a map, and because we're recording this on Zoom, and it probably, you know, we'd be pointing at maps, but that's why, you know, we got to remember this is the radio.
Trying to describe it. Yeah. And then if folks are, I think it's County Road, you're testing me, where the blue buildings used to be, down where we right now have four lanes, and it's County Road 320, 315. Oh gosh, I should have my map up so I can see. But right now the four lanes end right there.
Oh, and I know where you're talking about.
This project will continue the four lanes all the way to that point. So
it's where that cutoff is to go to the airport, County Road 301.
301. There you go. Yes. There you go. Good guy.
Yeah. And you can turn there and go to Summit Supply and all of that. So that'll also be widened, you know. And again, I always say, I remember one of the CDOT engineers said, we plan for 25 to 30 years out. When you look and say, why are they doing this big project? Well, it's because you're looking in the crystal ball. that far out to be able to say, this is why we're doing it now, because if we don't do it now, 25 years from now, we're going to wish we did.
Exactly. And so, you know, anybody, we understand that folks questioned why the bridges went in on 160, right at the Grandview area. And, you know, we're waiting for this point. And we had federal funding available 10, 20 years ago to do that. And had we have not done that, I don't think this would be happening right now.
No.
So,
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I'm looking at the clock going, okay, I got another question. Got to squeeze this in before we run out of time. But along with all this construction, we're going to have cone zones for quite a while. And I know you and I have talked about this time and time again, but slowing down in the cone zone because of the flaggers and the people that are working along the side of the road, literally their life is in your hands. So distracted driving, put your phone down, slow down if it says construction zone, right? I mean, this is all for the safety of not only drivers, but the people working on the at the construction site.
Yeah, when you think that you know, even our heftiest guy out there on the roadway, at 200 pounds, he doesn't stand a chance against a multi-ton vehicle that could be out of control and plow right into him. And you know, that guy or gal, we have a lot of gals on the road too that work for us.
Yep.
They all have families. We want them to go home. You know, it's happened too often that we've, you know, something happens and there's been a crash or unfortunately we've had a couple of folks in our area that have
fatality,
died,
yeah.
have been victim of a crash in a work zone. So yeah. It's serious stuff, and right. Nothing is worth that life.
No.
Not that text message, not that trying to get through something to so that you can get somewhere 1 or 2 minutes earlier. It's not worth it. Just not worth it.
No, and along that same line, explain to me the zipper merge, because human nature to me is like, I don't want to pass all these cars because they're waiting and I need to be patient, and then it queues up. But yet you always say, no, if everyone uses both lanes until the merge point, that's better.
Right. It is. So there's a few different, there's a couple of different things for an advantage of using the zipper merge configuration. And first of all, the studies have proven that if traffic comes to a dead standstill, and that is, there's more potential for a rear end crash when a vehicle is at a stop, because, yeah. And if we can keep traffic moving, and that's the whole point of zipper merging, is that everybody uses the lanes that are available to them, and then you take turns going in. And it's just a much smoother transition into the single lane that you're trying to get into. It's much safer. It actually saves just a tad more time. It's more efficient. That's the word, yeah. I'm looking for. It's a much more efficient way to get traffic through a work zone. So, you know, please use all the lanes that are available until you get to that merge point, and give the guy who's zooming, you know, if he's passing you, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Don't be, you know, flipping them off.
No, don't be doing something. No birds.
Yeah,
no birds.
None of that. So I'm going to plug, because we're about out of time, but I want to plug cotrip.org. Love that app. Love that website, because you can go on there. You can check out the conditions. We always talk about the cameras that you can look at. You can see the conditions. Before we know it, snow will be flying. But cotrip.org also shows closures, you know, delays, things of that nature. We've got about 30 seconds. What have I forgotten?
Just, you know, thanks for having us, Jack. We appreciate you allowing us to get this information out to the public. Yes, if you need to get a hold of us, go to our websites. Cotrip.org is the place to go. You gave all those great features that's on there. And it's a great tool if you are traveling through the state of Colorado.
Well, thank you for everything you're doing, and There's a lot of good information that you're sending out there, and you're keeping up with the whole region, sometimes the state. So Lisa, thank you, and keep on biking. Like your
Thanks,
Facebook
Jack.
Post too.
Multimodal.
Yeah, multimodal. Well, we've got to send it back to the studios. Don't forget, if you're going to go travel, cotrip.org. And for Chamber upcoming events, go to durangobusiness.org. Thank you, everybody, and have a great day.